AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So, what really happened in Vegas for those of us that weren't there?
What
debauchery?
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Because you know what they say: what happens in Vegas stays. And did anything happen where you're like, oh, we can't talk about this?
Like, we would talk about it on the podcast. Are you crazy?
I just want to know, like, give me a wink or, like, a nod or...
Okay.
I don't know. Nate. Did anything really happen that's...
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Stop.
What's that supposed to mean?
All right.
Why are you winking?
Well, you were there, so the wink was for us, not for you.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh. So something happened.
What happened?
What's the craziest thing you guys saw this weekend that didn't involve you?
Anybody with any hookers?
What?
Listen, I'm positive on that flight home that people are bringing home hookers, because that was a normal crowd of humans.
Really?
Yeah, no
That's
way.
An expensive hooker at that point if you got to get a flight.
I didn't even see any women that were working. Did you?
Can also be a man.
Yes.
Or guys.
Oh, yes, both.
That's right. I didn't see either one.
They all hang out at the hotel lobby bar.
I think a lot of times you don't realize that's what they are until they ask you to pay up.
Right. I think like the days of the stiletto heels and like leopard skirt with a hot pink, you know, like fur coat on top of it.
So
I don't really think that's how they roll anymore.
More unobtrusive.
Right. I don't know.
Pretty much any woman that talks to you, Scary, probably a hooker.
Oh, shoot.
You trying to say
anybody that gives you attention?
Want to talk? Oh, you.
I will say,
No, by the way, that happens to all guys.
That, like,
no girl wants to talk to a guy.
I will say, years and years ago in Atlantic City, at when Borgata first opened, they had that round bar at the Borgata. And I was like, why is this woman paying extra special attention to me?
So, that's
to your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, it was a drink. We were a drink in, but it was very casual. And then she's like, hey, you want to hang out? And I'm like, she's like, here's my card. She gives me her card, and her card was absolutely like her naked on it. On both, it was like two-sided card. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I literally just got solicited by a hooker without being solicited by a hooker.
Unless you're Brad Pitt or Ryan Gosling or something, no woman just comes up to you and says,
or Nate Marino.
Yeah, not anymore. But I used to, the hookers used to approach and were like, hey. And then you realize they're hookers and you kind of feel bad about yourself because they're just trying to drum up business.
I didn't realize I had been had until after I had been had. I'm like, that's awful.
Yeah.
And I felt like shit because I'm like, damn, I guess... I guess I'm not approachable.
You should take it as a compliment, like you looked like you might have money.
Or wait,
no.
Thank you, he's
You're welcome.
Guiding the brighter side of life.
He looked like he was desperate. Yeah. What are we doing here?
He looks like he couldn't get a woman on his own.
The reality.
Danielle, no, thank you for the reality check there. It's like, let's see, who's the biggest schlub in here who can't get laid? That guy.
That's the guy.
There he is.
That's the guy.
He looks like the whale.
Oh, man. Dude, on the way over, Elvis and I, we were together, and we're going through TSA, and you know, they ask, are you guys traveling together? So before we could even answer yes, they stepped between us, and they were like, are you guys traveling together? Clearly, they thought no, and he goes, yeah. The lady's look was like, what is this? Why are these two traveling together? I know, and he was like, that was weird.
To be honest, I wouldn't pair the two of you together.
Why not, Nate?
It's like an age thing, I think.
Oh, is that what it
is? Yeah, no, not the brown thing.
No, I wasn't going brown. I was gay man, straight woman.
He doesn't look, Elvis doesn't look
He doesn't have a gay man
gay.
Look.
He doesn't look gay.
He doesn't look gay.
I would have turned around and said, he's my sugar daddy. That's why I'm with him.
Maybe. I don't know, but they were kind of like, are they really? And then they looked at the tickets and said, okay, go ahead.
No. Anybody gamble?
No, I didn't.
None of us did.
Wow. I didn't gamble either.
You see, our friend... Anthony Rodia, he's a comedian. He was playing in Atlantic City over the weekend. After his show, he went to the roulette table. Him and his friends put, I think, on 7 or 17, and they hit, and they won a ton of money, apparently.
Oh, nice.
So he took all the money that he just got paid, and he gambled it, and then probably quadrupled it.
That would be nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was one of those stacks that were like, you know, all the way to the ceiling.
Well, yeah, well, it's 36 to 1 odds. So whatever if you bet $100, you win $3,600.
There was more than $100. If you go to a social media, there was way more than $100.
On one number.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
And I tell you what, it doesn't always work like that. I have lost my... we were on the ship. Prima, you were gambling with... We lost money.
Yeah. We did.
We all won.
Well, it's not really for you to win. They don't really want you to win.
Exactly.
You know?
They don't make these beautiful, angelic-looking, the casinos and hotels on people winning.
Here, guys. Watching the Zoom room.
Wow.
That's a lot of chips.
Yep. Wait. That's what he...
Yeah, that's what him and his friends did.
So what color are those chips? They look white.
They're all different colors.
Look how excited. Look how excited they are.
Okay. So apparently the story was that the number 17 hit right before they played. They were like, let's do it again. And then it hit, and then they won all that money.
Wait, you're allowed to record that stuff? I thought you weren't allowed to record.
You're not that
at the table. But if you're standing like in the back, like this friend is apparently. So
I'm going to ask him how much he made.
I know.
How much?
It looks like a lot.
Man, we didn't have, there was no time to go gamble and do stuff, huh? Not really.
What was the most fun you had in Vegas this weekend?
Ooh. Honestly, it's going to sound corny, but I like hanging out with Danielle just like backstage when we don't have a ton of stuff to do and finding the snacks.
Yeah, we eat everything. We don't care. We're like, what do we have to fit into? Oh, who cares?
What you got back there?
Right.
And like our hair and makeup team, Rachel and Barbara, they're so awesome. So just like hanging out with them and talking to them, catching up is fun.
And we get sad when we have to leave them because we only see them once a year. And it's like this 2-day reunion. And we're so, we have so much fun with them. And then we leave them and I get sad.
Yeah, they're great.
Fly them out here. Have them do your makeup here for a random Thursday night.
Okay. Random Thursday. Okay.
Easy.
It was good though. I mean, we had some good meals. Those were fun. We spent, I felt like it was more relaxing this time. I heard it was not, but it felt like it was more relaxing than the other times that we're there. So,
well, and I have to say Saturday night, Gandhi and I got all gussied up with all our makeup and our hair. And to be honest, we had less interviews than normal that night. It was I think the COVID protocol is still intact there.
Mm.
So they're being very careful with how many people they let into the room at the time and how many people are allowed to do interviews. And I can't even tell you how many times you get tested before you leave. You get tested when you land. You get tested. I mean, you're always being tested to make sure that there's nothing going on, you know?
Okay.
So,
well, let's move on. Something very big happening today. Lashana Tova.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Did I say that correctly?
I think so.
Okay.
It's Rosh Hashanah.
It's Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Last night was the first night. Apples and honey for all. And tonight is night number two.
What is the significance of the apples and honey?
You're supposed to have a happy and sweet New Year, so the honey makes it sweet.
Nice. We're talking religious calendar, because that's what confuses me about when we say Happy New Year.
Yeah, isn't the year 5700 something?
Yeah, 57 something, 58.
Oh, wait, you have a different calendar?
What's that? There's a different calendar, yeah.
Do you put different dates on your checks or anything like that?
No. It's just the Hebrew calendar is different.
Well, why is that calendar not the preferred calendar? Because that one was around way before.
Way before, yeah.
How is that fair?
Look, I flunked out of Hebrew school. I'm not sure.
But how do you flunk out of Hebrew school?
I got in trouble. I had to help the art teacher. I was throwing things out the window. I was a bad kid. But you know what's funny is a couple
did your parents have to sit you down and be like, you got kicked out of Hebrew school?
Yeah. It wasn't a good scene.
Well, what's the difference between Hebrew school and regular school?
Well, Hebrew school, you learn about Hebrew things.
No, I get that, but is it like Catholic school, which is a regular school?
No. You would have to go for 2 hours after regular school. I had to go 3 days a week. I had to go Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. And you would go for 2 hours, and it's all, you know, Hebrew teachings and stuff like that. You learn the alphabet and all that kind of stuff. And what they're doing is preparing you for your bar or bat mitzvah. That's basically what it's for.
Were you ready for it, though, even though you got kicked out?
I was not ready for it. You get a book that's called the Haftorah. That's what you're supposed to read when you become a bar or bat mitzvah. And they gave up on me, so I had the whole thing written out in English. Yeah.
So it was written phonetically?
It was written phonetically in English. It's Baruch Ata Adonai. It was all written phonetically in English above the Hebrew letters.
Oh, my goodness.
They allow you to cheat like that?
I guess so.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. It was funny. A couple of years ago on Rosh Hashanah, I had to bring a cake to a party. So I went to Carvel and I said, can you write Happy New Year on this? And they were like, why would you get that now? You're going to keep it in your freezer until January? And I was like, no.
But, oh, my gosh. You know. Going back to Anthony Rodia for a minute and winning in Atlantic City. So he just texted me back. He said, I think all of us together won $18,000 in two spins.
Nice.
He said, but I won over $4,000 and I have no voice.
Amazing. Oh,
that's awesome.
Well, now you got to report that, though. No, that's the shitty thing.
That's right.
Because over a certain amount, when you go to cash out,
it's $1,200 or over. That's why a lot of on the Wheel of Fortune machines, a lot of the top prizes are $1,195.
Yeah.
They're like, screw the man.
Well, and when we would win blackjack, or the few times I won over that amount of money, you don't bring them all the chips at the same time.
No, never.
A couple here, a couple there. Because if you push them all there, bad scene. What's the tax
on it? 40%?
A lot. It's annoying. You'd much rather win $1,000 than $1,200 because you win $1,200, you get screwed.
Yeah, you get screwed.
Yeah.
Rich people problems.
Right. Well, yeah, anyway. I've never won that kind of money ever.
I love when we walk by though, and they have like the high rollers area behind the curtain.
Oh, I go in there.
Like expensive tables. You do?
Well, listen. You can go into the high roller room and play a $5 slot machine.
Oh, yeah.
So they make it sound like it's these massive $100 slot machines.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They have rooms where
like the limit on the card tables is really really high.
Or, yeah, you're not sitting next to LeBron James in Vegas, Scotty. I mean,
no, not at all. No, I'm talking about the high limit slot room. I don't ever go into the table room. Never.
Do high rollers play slots?
Yeah.
Have you seen Elvis at a slot machine?
Well, yeah. Okay, I saw him play a slot machine once, and he kept putting, and I shit you not, like $100 bills in the machine because he wanted to see the dog that looked like Max run across it.
The high roller slot room is just a bunch of drunk rich guys smoking cigars and drinking bourbon and just throwing $100 bills in the machines and laughing. That's all it is.
We were at some event with Elvis, and he was speaking, and he was at the slot machines, and he was late for the engagement, and everyone was like, where is he? He had to stand by the slot machine because he won a buttload of money,
paid out.
And he had to get paid out. So he couldn't come into the room to actually do the speaking engagement until he got paid out.
You know, I blame Elvis for my slot addiction. He took me to my first slot machine ever when I was like 21. In New Orleans.
Did you win?
I mean, it was peanuts back then, but you know, he got me addicted.
They're fun.
You're blaming him. That's
What's the most you've ever won at a slot?
I think $5,000.
Whoa!
Whoa, dude! Yeah.
That's cool.
See, my thing is, I know the machines to pick, but either it's really good or really bad. Like, I do really well or I lose a lot. I don't ever, it's never right in the middle.
I've never won on a slot.
People always say that, but you know what? Shame. The Wheel of Fortune slot machines have been very good to me. Like, if you play a $5 or $10 Wheel of Fortune machine, that wheel has big amounts on it. If you get one spin, you're winning some good money.
Yeah, but don't you have a theory about how much you have to play, though, when you play those slots, Scotty?
It depends. It depends on what machine I'm going to. Like, you know, if I'm going to start on a $5 machine, I'm going to put in about $200, and you're going to get at least a spin in that $200, and it's always going to be more than the $200 you put in.
Really?
So,
and do you do the max bet each time?
Oh, you have to. If you don't do the max bet, you don't get the spin. A lot of people don't realize that. If you do a Wheel of Fortune machine and you don't do max bet, you'll never get a chance to spin the wheel.
The thing I hate about the max bet, your money goes so fast if you don't win.
Yeah.
That's the same thing down the Jersey Shore when I'm sitting at the
trying to win the stuffed animal.
Yeah, no, but there's the oh my gosh, those ones where all the coins come out. Scary, you know what I'm talking about. You put the coin in.
It has to push toward the ledge.
The card,
and then all the quarters go.
That's a fucking scam.
So the Wizard of Oz cards come out. Yeah. If you get if you collect them all, you win a big prize. But same thing, if you push the one button, all the coins go rapid fire. And if you don't do it that way, you don't win as much.
Right.
And I notice that if I do the rapid fire, I win more stuff. I'm just saying.
If you or anybody in your household has a problem, 1-800-GAMBLER, that's the way to go.
When that game was real quarters, it was good. But now it's just tokens and crap.
Now it's tokens, yeah.
Okay. Right, well, we're broke and tired, and it's a Monday.
Yeah, and we're done.
Oh, really?
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.